Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have a few callers in the queue, so we're going to get started right away. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number for those who are listening and haven't called in yet. And do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. What, Neil? You looked at me like you wanted to say something. Was there something?
No.
Okay. You may join us on Facebook and on Twitter here on Blog Talk Radio, so please do follow us on our social media sites. Everybody in the queue has pressed 1, which is terrific. So the lineup is 310, then 770, and then 631 area code. That is the order, and please stay in the queue so you can keep your place in line. All right, 310 is the first caller. Good morning, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm in the process of thinking about selling my home. I wanted to see if you see me doing that and coming out doing well with selling the home.
Okay. And your location is it...
I'm in Oklahoma, actually.
Oh, you're in Oklahoma, so you're not in the location
yes.
of your area code.
No.
And have we spoken with you before, Susan?
Yeah, a while back.
Okay.
Not about this.
Not about the house. What's your birth date?
6/15/65.
Okay. So your home is in Oklahoma?
Yes.
2, 3, 6. So, and you are 54?
54, yes.
54. When did you put your, is the house on the market already?
No, not yet.
So you're thinking of putting, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, she is on a multiple. So you are on a multiple of your master number, Susan. So that's a time where you typically have a change in your life. So based on the numerical value, probably now would be a good time to put your home on the market. Why? What are you planning to do? Are you planning to move out of state, or are you planning to stay where you're at? Where you're at?
I'm not sure yet. I just moved here a couple of months ago after being in California for a long time, so I'm debating. I my job situation has been kind of weird, so I don't know quite yet. But I know the home is a little too much for me.
I'm sorry?
The home is just a little too much for me, yeah.
It too much maintenance or too much size or both?
It's gonna need a lot of work, so it's very overwhelming.
So how long have you owned the home? How long have you owned it?
Since June.
So you bought a house in June?
Yes.
Which is when actually that also would have qualified as a big change for you because that was a multiple in June, which is the month of your birth. So you bought the home and now 4 months later, you're wanting to sell the home, possibly.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
what were you thinking? I mean, if you bought it in June,
And it's too much for you. What was going on in your mind when you bought it?
I just wanted to get here. I wanted to be able to make a change. And so when I bought it, it just seemed like a good idea. And then I got in it, and then I found out everything is broken. But the inspectors did not catch, like, three-quarters of what's wrong with this place.
Don't you have any recourse?
It's just been financially draining. These are things that are not covered under warranty. So, no.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. You bought it in June.
Yes.
Where is the energy of $210,000 coming from? Does that amount to anything close or nearby?
No.
What's the value of the home?
It's appraised at $168,000.
Mm-hmm. And do you, above and beyond the value of that home, are you in any area where you have substantial savings above and beyond that?
Yes.
I mean, so with the value of the home at $168,000, don't worry about what your equity is or anything. The value of the home and your savings, does that come anywhere near $210,000?
Yeah, I would gather. I mean, I don't know what you're getting at. Are you getting a number 210? You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I have substantially more money than what the house is worth.
Okay.
She probably doesn't want to say online.
Yeah,
but
no,
did you hear me
really
say 40? And it was a $40,000 difference between your number and the actual value. So that's where that came
from. So what did you put down on the house?
Around 36.
36.
Well, that was also.
So okay, if I look at 168, and just for my own benefit, I put in 36. I'm getting roughly $210,000.
Okay.
Don't worry about how it makes sense. I have to figure out why I got $210,000. Again, the way I got $210,000, $168,000, and then you put in 36, and I'm just adding those two numbers together. That comes to $210,000. Okay.
Okay.
So, well, close.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But so you will be able to sell the home, but you have to disclose these flaws in the home.
There are more surfacey kinds of flaws that someone could repair. So no, they're not major. They're not the major disclosure type of things. So there was a major disclosure thing, but I repaired that, so it's already done.
Well,
so.
I guess my question is, if they're surface flaws, then why don't you want to stay in the house? I mean, you've moved all the way across, you know, to the middle of the country from California.
It's in an area that's oppressive to me, so I just need to get out of here.
I see.
Okay. So what I'm seeing, Susan, is that there really wasn't good thinking when you bought this home. You weren't thinking.
No.
I don't know why you weren't thinking. Maybe you were desperate, or maybe you had things on your mind. I don't know. Maybe your life's in chaos. I'm not sure why you weren't thinking, but you made a very rash and irrational decision. Now the decision, so as we stand, so we're not going to fault you for that. That's already happened. There's nothing much we can do about it. What your question is having made that decision and excusing my odd behavior, am I going to sell this home? Yeah, you're going to sell it. You're going to sell it. But you might, the worst case scenario, the worst might be $20,000 loss.
Okay.
So just out of curiosity, what do you plan to do? I mean, probably a better decision, obviously. We're not, like, you know, rehashing the fact that you bought this house hastily, but it probably better to maybe have rented something, gotten an apartment until you were able to really thoroughly look at homes and buy something that you're going to be able to stay in long term. So what do you plan to do? I mean, you said you don't know what you want to do, but buying another house, probably I wouldn't do right away.
I probably would rent.
Rent. And what kind of work do you do?
I work in the schools. I'm a psychologist.
You're a psychologist. I kind of remember you.
A psychologist in what level of school?
Well, I'm a master's level psych, like a school-based psych.
What? Counselor. But like, is it K through six or high school?
Oh, it's elementary.
Cool. Yeah, K through six.
Okay.
I mean, I can do anything. I just have a job right now in elementary, and I'm not sure if that one's going to pan out.
Well, you know, it's funny because you're a psychologist, and it's just kind of a comedy of errors, you know, Shakespeare-wise. It's a comedy of errors. I don't know what got you into this mess, and I don't want to go too deep into the psychological.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot. My brother was not completely helpful, so he said, yes, you should do this, and he was the one that went through the house for me and everything, and then when I got here, I was in shock because it was
trusted him. Brother.
Yes, I trusted my brother, and I shouldn't have done that.
You know, okay, so I'm... Okay,
what's your brother's birthday? Oh, we lost another caller. Oh, well. What's your brother's birthday?
October 8th. Do you need the year?
And year? Yeah.
68. He's in real estate, and he's in the mortgage brokerage business.
Well, she might.
I thought he would have some common sense about this, but
I don't blame you.
He thought it was awesome, but it is not awesome.
Well, no, he made a gross error, and he didn't think straight. And I don't know if this comes from an arrangement of family dynamics, or you know, your mom and dad were crazy, or they fought, or your brother has passive aggressive attitudes. You know, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe something in there. Maybe you've been divorced. Maybe you've had your troubles. That you have. What you see, but the problem is you have two problems going on. One is your own personal energy of relationship, and your own personal energy of real estate, of home. This involves the person's different chakras. So you have these problems that go on. But having said that, that's in your karma. But having said that, if you want to know specifically the answer, you're going to lose about 20,000, and you have to start relying more on your own gut, your own feeling, instead of putting. I don't know if you're a victim, if you've experienced a divorce, or you've had bad relationships,
no.
or you.
No,
like
I'm
that.
Actually. I was actually a pretty happy person before all this happened.
Well, are you?
Are you married?
Married.
No.
So she's single. So you, and have you ever been married? Have you always been single?
No.
So there's something in relationship that's going on because there's no, I mean, being single is totally fine, but the fact that there's no marriage may indicate some kind of karmic situation with the relationship.
This isn't a format
or lack thereof.
To psychoanalyze you. We're trying to figure out.
Yeah, I'm actually fine being single. So that's kind of a non-issue. So.
Well, the thing is, Susan, you're fine being single, but you connected and bonded with your brother, and your brother gave you bad information. So there's something that we as psychics have to look at in that regard. I understand that you're happy single and all that, but this occurred because of a bad connection with your brother.
Right.
And so that, but. We're drawing our interest in, and from that, what I'm saying to you is, don't rely on other people to make your decisions.
Oh, I'm not going to anymore. Trust me, this is a learning experience.
So you will sell the home. There might be a $20,000 loss. I don't think that's the end of the world. You might have to move into another area. You know, these things are superficial. Think twice before you make another rash decision. Maybe you can stay in the home.
She doesn't like the area, so that's not fixable, unfortunately.
Well, okay.
So it's beyond the problems.
So it's
in
just
the home.
Susan, big deal. So you made a bad decision, might lose some money, and then after you get through this hurdle, you'll be happier in about 4 months.
And then there's a possibility of a job change because you're not sure you're going to stay at the school you're at, correct?
Yeah.
Mm.
You see, your master number is six, so you've gone through nine cycles. And this is a demanding point.
Test
of
endurance. For sure.
See, and you're 54, you had kind of karma at 33, so you're 21 years beyond your karma. And, I mean, We're thinking it's going to be better news for you in about 4 months. But what you have
okay.
to do is maybe extend the vision till about April.
And she would obviously need to, I mean, you're not going to leave mid-school year, I imagine. You would finish the
I can leave in December if I want.
Oh, you can.
It's only a temporary, it's a temporary contract.
Oh, it is a temporary contract. And are there other jobs that you're looking into currently?
Yes.
So, you know, it's possible if you're not happy where you're at to make a change, you know, sooner than April, if you can leave in December or stick it out.
Okay.
So,
have you addressed this with your brother? Have you said to him, what was going on?
Yes. He was not being malicious. He actually likes this house. And
it's
so
case-wise, there's a difference, but you know, now you know.
Yeah.
To do it again.
Well, he may not be being malicious, but if there's problems there and you're not happy, there was a miscommunication, and he wasn't buying the house for himself. There should have been a communication between
and,
the two of you.
And for there to be a major problem, she said there was a major problem aside from the superficial issues that she had to pay for and fix. And for him to miss that, being someone who's a broker or a real estate agent, you know, that's kind of serious. I mean, that shows negligence on his part, not just, you know, I really like the house. I mean, you know, it's preference.
I mean, you don't really have that
preference.
Much to worry about, Susan. I mean, you know, you're going to sell the house. You don't have much to worry about. There might be a little bit of a loss, but you'll find later as you gain your footing, you're going to be happier having made the decision probably and be in a better place.
Okay, Susan, we've got to move on to other callers, but we thank you for calling our show and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck. Keep us informed of what your decision is. Thank you. Or what your plans are. In the future. Okay. So I'm going to, so 770 came back. So I'm just going to, they may have had to take a call. And then 631 is after that thing. 631 will be getting to you shortly. 770. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Fine. Thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask about, I actually have been off work for a few months because I had surgery involvement from a car accident. And I'm trying to find out I actually been trying to get my disability from a company called Combined Life, but they've been kind of getting
me. You got to speak slower and more clearly. It's getting really jumbled.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So
I've
been trying to get my disability from a company called Combined Life, and they've been kind of giving me the runaround, and I want to see, did you see that coming through?
So this is a temporary disability situation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So why, I'm just curious, because I don't know, the state doesn't pay the disability, it's actually accompanied, what is it, contracted with the place that you work?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Contracted.
Okay, what's your name?
Samika, I'm sorry, Samika.
Spell it for us, please.
T-A-M-E-C-I-A.
C-I-A, okay. T-A-M. ECIA. And Tamika, what is your birth date?
That's my, 10-10-71.
10-10-71, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
1971. 12. She's a 20 equals 2.
What?
No, 10-10-7. Oh, 78. I wrote down 71. What's wrong?
No, 71. 71.
Oh, 71. I am. Okay.
Yes,
10,
ma'am.
10, 71. 1, 2, 12.
Yeah, 20 equals 2.
Okay. You made me second guess my arithmetic. Yeah. Okay. So you're 48 years old.
8. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
48, so 8 years beyond. And I wrote down an 8, so that's maybe where the 8 was coming in.
28 years.
Right, but she's gone through 2 cycles.
Uh-huh.
So 8 years beyond 2 cycles
yeah.
for karmic number. That's the 8. Okay. And you're wondering if you're going to get it. What's the what are they telling you is the reason for the holdup?
Well, they were saying that basically the young lady that did the policy, I didn't even realize that, she answered the questions basically for me, and she incorrectly answered them saying that I didn't have any previous kind of illnesses or anything. So I just called me, and I told them that no, she had to misunderstand me because I have an autoimmune disease. So she just said she had to go back to her manager and look at it, and she would let me know what was going on with that.
And how long has it been since that happened? A couple of weeks or less?
She actually just called today, but I've been trying to deal with the claim since August.
August. That's another eight yes. situation. So so you've been dealing with the claim since August. You talked to her today. When was the time last time you spoke with her prior to today?
This is actually the first time I spoke to this lady. I spoke to the claim rep on Tuesday, and the claim rep stated that, you know, she needed other documentation from my doctor to show that I had a pre-existing condition, and once she got that, she could try to pay out on the claim.
What was the nature of your accident? What did it do? Your neck, your back? What happened?
I actually fractured my vertebrae in my back, but they said they couldn't pay on that. They couldn't pay on the accident. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where were you injured?
Not
in your body, but like location. Were you injured on the job?
I'm sorry. No, sorry. I was actually getting off the exit, trying to go home from work.
So it was a car accident, and they're saying they can't pay on the injury because it wasn't on work hours. Is that why?
No, she's saying that she can't pay on the injury from the accident because I haven't had the policy long enough. She said, but she could pay on the me having the audit, because what happened was from the accident, it caused other issues with the fracture in my back. It started affecting my, I have lupus, autoimmune disease, and polymyositis. She said she could pay on that portion of it.
Well, you know,
so she wanted more documentation so she could pay on that part.
You got to get doctor, you need as much doctor documentation as you can, because if you, the more you have and the more that substantiates your disability, the more nervous they're going to get that they're not following through on the policy. And you need to read
that policy. Yes, I sent them, I actually sent them documentation like Tuesday up until last year, what she asked for.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need to read your contract, because if she said I haven't had a contract long enough, that sounds a little fishy to me, but you need to read your contract and you need to get all the documentation you can and challenge it, because they're going to, if you have proper documentation and that's all out there in the open, they'll be less inclined to refuse you because it could be a breach of the contract. They're supposed to be covering you. And this, this accident didn't occur before you had. You're not hiding any information from them that they didn't know about. So,
In
good terms, they should be covering your accident and covering your disability.
So
they're trying to get out of it. This is typical.
Very typical. And of course, you get the bureaucratic runaround. You know, when you're trying to make headway on these types of matters. I'm curious though about the accident. So you're in your car. Don't you have coverage, insurance coverage that's going to pay for the injury?
Yes. And the insurance company that from the guy that hit me, they accepted full responsibility.
They did accept full responsibility. So you're not losing anything by not being covered for the accident itself. Because I don't imagine you could collect from his insurance company and also collect from your work insurance company on the accident portion of the injury, correct? Unless his policy didn't cover you for the full amount. But go ahead.
What's going to happen is once they give me the disability, they're going to get it back from. They're going to, in turn, go against his company to get it back.
Do you know what his limits, policy limits were for your injury? I mean, for, you know, like there are policy limits that people carry. Did he have?
Right. But I think it was commercial policy though.
Oh, so it's going to be excellent. It's probably like $1 million. So it probably will.
Because he was actually driving some coworkers to a work site, and he was hauling a bobcat tractor on the back of his truck.
So hauling a bobcat tractor on the back of his truck, and he hit her. So he has insurance, commercial policy. So that will, even if they don't cover you, his insurance is going to have to cover you.
Well, if you have not disclosed something to them that was a pre-existing condition, and you've done everything right, and you give full documentation from the doctors, and you raise hell, and you'll get your disability, and you can also go to consumer affairs, you can go to people who fight for your
rights. That's actually what I did. I made a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, and so they contacted them. So they were like, you know, they went back, well, your policy didn't say you had a pre-existing. I said, first of all, the young lady that did the policy, she came to my job, and I was working when she did it. She was the one that was checking all the answers. I said, she obviously misunderstood me, because there's no way in heck I could have told her I didn't have, you know, existing conditions. There's no way I could get around that. So
right.
the young lady told me this morning, well, I just want to find out. She came during your work hours. Okay, so let me go back and speak with my manager so we can make a decision on what we're going to do.
So question, was the interview conducted over the phone or in person?
It was conducted in person, but I was at work. She came during evening hours when I was at work.
But she did disclose her pre-existing condition, but the interviewer didn't write down the correct answers. So she checked the wrong box, so she was negligent in how she handled it.
Well, that's going to be a hard thing to prove, but you know.
Well, it's not really hard to prove if she can back it up. I mean, if she has medical records that state she has a pre-existing condition.
But did she state that to the
patient?
Yes,
she did state it to the
patient.
She's claiming
she did.
Right, but if she can prove, I assume, Tamika, that if you're able to prove that you had a pre-existing condition, then what was checked on a box isn't going to matter as much as your health records.
Right, and I gave her all of that. Which she actually talked to my doctor. And my doctor told her
that
it's in 2002.
Yeah. Tamika, with all the human errors considered in this, with proper documentation and the Better Business Bureau, you'll get your disability. I don't know for how long or anything, but I think you'll get it if that's your answer, if that's your question.
Yeah, that is it. Yeah.
Plus, you're looking for a settlement. I mean, how much money are you looking for from this person?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I have an attorney from that. Yeah, and it's going to be like, she's calling me a lot because of the surgery I had to have, and I may have to have another surgery, one more.
Are you looking for a few hundred thousand for this?
I mean, the way my lawyer talked, I think it's supposed to be I just put it to you like this. My lawyer calls me every chance she gets. She's very, you know, on top of things, making sure that I'm good, checking on me, because like I said, the first surgery is September the 4th, and I probably will be on schedule for another surgery coming up. The doctor said coming up soon. I'm possibly going to need one more surgery.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
and I mean, you certainly deserve a fair sum for having to undergo all this, medical treatment and all the pain and suffering you've had.
And you have representation, so. From a psychic standpoint, we think you'll get disability.
Okay, and just real quick, we have to move on to other callers. What type of work do you do?
I work for the police department as a police dispatcher.
You're a dispatcher, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, does that answer your question in terms of...
That's what I want to know.
Okay, good. Well, we wish you luck, and so sorry that this happened to you.
A little bit of human effort on your part and consistency of good representation, and they'll have to cave in. But their main attempt is to defend their pocket, and they're going to try to dispute you. But they already know that they often lose. And this sounds like a losing case on their part.
Yeah, and just last question, your employer, is your employer aware prior to the accident of your lupus?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So I mean, it seems like it would, you know, how could they deny this, really, fairly?
No.
I don't think so. Okay, Tamika, well, good luck to you.
Thank you. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, Tamika can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. We have 631 and then 404 area codes coming up. Hi, 631.
Hi, my name is Prince. I'm a writer and I make mobile apps.
Okay.
I'm going to release an app hopefully before the end of this month, and I was thinking about starting maybe a radio show to, you know, try to market it. You know, making productions, I noticed that marketing is the hard part. But yeah, I had a question like, you know, is there any like feeling or something that, you know, you might get? You know, I've invested since last year, you know, money, time making it. And, you know, for some reason, when I make something without investing so much time, it just seems to do better sometimes. It's like, I don't understand it really. But yeah, I just wanted to know if you had any feeling or any direction or, you know, like maybe, you know, a different type of marketing idea instead of the radio show, or, you know, if you feel, would it work, or, you know, it just, yeah, you know, kind of like.
Well, so you're trying to, let us get it straight. You're trying to market the app, you're saying, or that you're creating, or you said you're a writer too.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to write, like, cause the app is kind of like a dictionary, type of app, you know, like literature, but also, you know, it's easy access, a little easier than an ebook. So even though it has graphics and pictures, it also has, you know, like a lot of literature. So, you know, the funny thing was I was going to release in August, and the guy that helps me code it into the program for the phone, he got sick. So I looked at it as, okay, that's a sign. That's just telling me, look, I just take things like that, like to say, okay,
sure,
it's a sign that maybe he got sick right at that date. I paid for advertisement. It was only about $100 for like the 8th of August, you know, right around there he got sick. So I said to myself, all right, I'm not going to force it. Something's just telling me to release it the next month, September. And then because I wanted to release it around the new moon, like right after, you know, because of the growing of the moon. I don't even know if, you know, if that's a good idea, because part of me said at this point, you know, running into different things that just delay it. I said, you know what, a part of me just said, I'm just going to release it when I can release it, which is either next week or the week after, which would not be in, you know, coincidence with the new moon. But, you know, maybe you have feelings on that to say, no, you know, maybe the new moon is a better idea, or, you know,
Well, I think the way, I mean, what we don't really deal with astrology so much, but more of the number system, personal code of the birth date, and what is going to be advantageous to you is going to be more resonant with your own cycles or number system than like the planets. That's the first thing, but we don't even know your birthday yet. So let's get your birth date.
Okay. 11/29/1968 at
9:09 p.m. Okay. Well, I have to add this up. 19, 11, 12, 13, 23.
Oh, in Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York. That's where I was going. I don't know if you need the area.
No, that's okay.
No. So you're 37.1, and he.
No. I'm 50. I just turned 50. 1968.
No.
Your master number, your code, your number, and working out numerology.
Oh.
You're a 7101 and numerical code.
But you helped us because we didn't have to calculate your age. So thank you for telling us.
Do you have an education, a master's? Do you teach? Have anything like that?
I teach, but I don't have a master's, and I don't teach at the college. You know, I've done lectures and written a lot of literature. People have invited me to speak on.
Your voice suggests you've been teaching. The pickup on the energy of your voice. And is this literature app that you like? Do you go in and help people understand the allusion to literature or the subplots of literature? What do you do? What's this app do?
Yeah, it's like a relationship type, but also has a bit of comedy. So not exactly like the Urban Dictionary, but, you know, a mobile app where you can have a dictionary that looks up, words that, you know, might be slang words and stuff like that, to where once they press it, they'll say, for instance, they might look up the word alpha male, and it'll have, okay, the lead, you know, male, the one who's in command, you know, it might have, you know, like another word.
So it's not
you know.
So much a literary dictionary, like to, you know, literary works, but it's actually a dictionary of urban
well,
slang.
Well, it's like Wang's dictionary
yeah.
is like something.
Exactly, yeah. Relationship slangs. Even, you know, I've rated it 18 and over because it does have profanity, because it's more for adult relationship, you know, nothing like porn or anything like that. It's just, you know, adult,
yeah.
it'll have, it's just, you know, have, you know, just in case I'm covered with profanity, so, you know, they won't censor it or anything.
Yeah, that's irrelevant.
Well,
I'll tell you something, I'm a great, I have great interest in dictionaries. I've got dictionaries of slang. I've got dictionaries of words and the origins of words. So I'm understanding exactly where you're coming from. All of my books are in print form. But in this day and age, we're doing apps and stuff like that. So it is of great interest. And the way that you market this can create a great assemblage of interest in people communicating and having access to a whole range of words and their usages and things like that, even if it is kind of R-rated. So, I don't know. I'm going to encourage you.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, about his birth date is he's born on 11/29, and he's currently 49 years old. So, actually, your birth date...
I'm 50. I'm going to be 51 soon.
Yeah, but you're 50.
Right now.
Oh, you're 50. Okay, I thought he was 50... You're going to be 51. So that's not true. Did anything happen last year? Anything significant at the, or not at 50, but at the age of 49, anything happen?
I think I was in the process of learning more about the apps. Like, I think I was around 48. I had an investor, and then, that enabled me to pay the money to, you know, study and say, okay, I have to learn to work, you know, how to, you know, producing apps is pretty tough. You know, so 49, I think it was learning. I think it might've been learning through failure, because there was a few things I did. And I tried to tell my friend, like, look, I at least know this direction is, and you know, it's easier to market. I said, if you produce a product that's maybe not needed, or it's hard to market, I said, it's not going to sell, you know, like crazy. I tried to let him know that the app I created that he thinks is $1 million app, I said, if it was $1 million, once you put it out there, it'll go viral. I said, that can happen. I said, but from studying this for a year and a half, I've seen that, that marketing, it's weird. I've noticed this with art. I said, I can create something and just create it quickly, and people love it. And then I can take my time and put energy into something, and it might get the same or even the less of a response. So I'm trying to learn from, you know, this. I can see where, you know, at my age, it's like, you know, I'm looking to try to become somewhat financially stable, to where, you know, when I wake up, I can, you know, have a little more freedom. And then, you know, I do this on the side. You know, I work in healthcare, but I do this every day, you know, because I said, okay, that's what I think success requires, is me doing something that people can laugh at, you know, because I let them know, look, it's going to have profanity. It's going to laugh. I know, you know, I started a YouTube page. It only has like 500 subscribers for the last 3 months. I thought it would grow more. I did learn from other people trying to like use my content, you know, and then not keeping promises. But, you know, I look at it now as, you know, if you create something that somebody isn't trying to steal, like, you know, that in a way is like a compliment, you know, because if somebody doesn't even want to steal it, it's like, what is it really? You know, I had to really go through thinking, like saying, okay, I have to be prepared for people if they try to duplicate it or, you know, use part of it, I still get an advertisement for that, you know, kind of like somebody buying a Nike
right.
sneaker.
Well, you know,
like
protecting your intellectual yeah. property and what type of boundaries you're gonna create in terms of what is okay and what's not okay is obviously your personal decision. I think what's interesting, before we move on to the next caller, is the fact that, you know, you're left and right brain are working together. I mean, obviously on the technological side, you're creating an app, but you're obviously into the whole literary aspect of life.
So. And I wouldn't worry. You know, Canterbury Tales has profanity in it. I mean, most literature, you'd be surprised how much profanity, well, you wouldn't be surprised, but most common people would be surprised how much profanity has been in literature. And that literature is something that you study in college. So
yeah.
I wouldn't worry about that. You are 14. You're going to be 14 years beyond the age of 37. And 14 is suggested in your 68 of your year. So this is a change for you. The secret of your success is marketing. Don't worry about the rest. It's marketing.
Plus, he's on five cycles of 10. He's 50 years old right now. So that's another significant energy for you because you're compounded 37, then you have to reduce to 10, and one's your master number. So,
yeah.
But.
So you have to put what you're putting into the content. You see, the way you have to get them in the door. So you're like a barker. You have to learn how to market your idea so you get people in because people are going to have interest in this, in urban slang, and they're going to have interest in words. And especially with rapping and everything, they could allude to some of your comments and everything and content. There's all kinds of things that can be done. So you need to be creative in marketing and know how to approach it. And, you know, that
maybe
$100.
If you can take some marketing classes, maybe, I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah, I've studied a few, and that's why I was thinking maybe they mentioned that, you know, the radio show, you know, for, you know, say $100 a month, I get, you know, I look at it as that's an advertisement every single day where I can be on the air, you know, kind of saying, okay, our sponsor today is the app, and then act as the host and, you know, take calls.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
you can do that. I mean, it takes time to build an audience, definitely. And especially in the genre, like a literary genre, it will take more time than like, you know, other, I think, you know, where people are looking to have questions answered psychically, you kind of just get callers. So it will take time, I think, to build an audience, but I think it's a good way,
you know,
to promote yourself.
The Music Man, if the professor can stir up an audience saying that your town needs a band, you can stir up the audience. You know, watch that scene with Robert Preston. You can use your radio show as a bandstand to lure people in. So that's a good idea. You know, we're encouraging you, and it looks like it's in your code, so it's good to go.
Yeah, good luck, Prince. We have to take our next caller, but we appreciate you getting in touch with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. 404 is our next caller. Hello.
Hey, guys. Namaste. It's Lolita.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Lolita?
I'm doing good.
She's the ice cream shop owner.
Everything going well?
Yes. Busy, doing
awesome.
Well. Yeah, she owns an ice
awesome
cream shop.
Yeah, way back there.
Huh?
It wasn't. We've been talking to her
for quite a while. Yeah. What's your birth date again, Lolita?
12/30/72.
I think she's. I don't remember for sure. 5/6/16. No.
25/7.
I totally did not remember her master number. Is that right? 12/30/72.
Uh huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your question, Lolita?
When do you see my shop to the point where I don't have to be here? Like, when do you see that happening?
And you're going
to go on to store two.
No, she wants to. What are you trying to do? Independent. I mean, what are you going to do
like,
if you have it managed by other people? Obviously, you want some freedom for yourself to.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. But also store two. Or store three at the same time, just
right.
Having the ability to sustain on its own without even me worrying about it.
Okay. My Chris can give her input. My input is May.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Right before summer, you know, I'm getting May. I might be wrong, but that's what I'm getting.
So what do you have? Do you have someone that can manage the operation without you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do actually have a young lady out here, but right now I'm not able to financially even pay myself. So I have her coming on days when I have an event like today, or, and then right now I've given myself a break on Sundays. And then, so that's about it. So I'm looking to the point where we're able to take a payroll, or at least have a payroll for a full-time person where I can work on something else, you know, to generate more income. I need to be in another at number two to generate a flow.
Well,
an,
you know,
easy,
when
flow.
You open up a second store, you're compounding your problem. You're having more problem. How much revenue, how much profit are you making?
I don't think it's
going to
be me, but
right now?
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's just managing on its own.
So you're just keeping level.
You're like, your head
right.
above water.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, it might be location. It might be location. I mean, your stuff. That's why I'm saying wait
till
May.
She's saying she's not even able to pay herself, though. I mean, which means that she's not making. I mean, how are you surviving if you're not making a profit to pay yourself?
I've been working. I have a little contract job that I do, that I actually just ended it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I've been
staying afloat.
What you might want to do is you open up a second shop, and if that one does better than this one, sell this one or get out of this one, the contract with this one, and you've balanced it by having another store established. So my thinking is that you're going to open up a second shop. It's going to do better than this one.
Hello? Hello? Hello. I think I lost some.